WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in certain relationships? Like every conversation could be a minefield waiting to explode? Yeah, I get it. Communication can be tough, especially when emotions run high. But guess what? We're not destined to live in a world of misinterpretations and misunderstandings. Today, we're diving deep into the art of effective communication because healthy relationships thrive on clear, honest, and respectful conversations. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some robotic communicator spewing perfectly crafted sentences. It's more about understanding those little nuances that make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Communication is like a dance, right? You need to know your steps, be in sync with your partner, and most importantly, have fun. So, let's break down some key takeaways that will help you become a communication ninja in your relationships. First up, active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding what the other person is saying. You know that feeling when someone seems like they're talking right past you? That's because they haven't been truly heard. So, make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, show them you're engaged and genuinely interested in their thoughts and feelings. Next, be mindful of your tone. Ever notice how a simple question can be perceived differently depending on the way it's said? Yeah, words are just the tip of the iceberg. Your tone of voice, facial expressions, even body language all play a role. Think about it like this. Imagine asking someone, "Are you okay?" with a flat, emotionless voice versus a concerned and caring tone. The difference is night and day. Now, let's talk about expressing yourself clearly. This doesn't mean using big words or trying to sound smarter than you are. It's simply about being direct and honest about your needs and feelings. You know that feeling when you're holding something back, afraid to rock the boat? Well, bottling things up only leads to resentment and misunderstandings down the road. Remember, healthy relationships thrive on open and honest communication. And here's a game changer. Practice empathy. This means trying to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them. It's like putting yourself in their shoes and trying to understand their motivations, fears, and desires. You'd be surprised how much this simple act can bridge divides and build stronger connections. Finally, don't forget the power of silence. Sometimes, a well-timed pause can be more powerful than 1,000 words. It gives both parties time to process what's been said, cool down if things get heated, and formulate a thoughtful response. So, don't feel pressured to fill every silence with chatter. Embrace those moments of quiet reflection. They can lead to deeper understanding and connection. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you and your partner are discussing plans for the weekend. You're itching to go hiking, but they really want to catch that new movie everyone's talking about. Now, instead of getting defensive or launching into a debate, try this. Express your desire for a hike clearly and calmly, then ask them about their excitement for the movie. Really listen to their response, acknowledging their feelings and perspective. Maybe you can even find a compromise, like hiking on Saturday and catching the movie on Sunday. See how that works. Effective communication isn't about winning an argument, it's about understanding each other, finding common ground, and building stronger relationships. Remember, folks, communication is a skill just like anything else. It takes practice. Be patient with yourself, be open to learning, and most importantly, keep those conversations flowing. Because at the end of the day, healthy relationships are built on understanding, respect, and a whole lot of heartfelt conversations. So, what's one thing you're going to take away from today's episode? Share it with me in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom and real-world strategies for living your best life. Until next time, keep those conversations flowing and your mind sharp.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.